Boy, I'm being tested today, y'all. What's up? It's your boy, Mike Bell. Thanks again for joining me for another episode of Press Podcast. Y'all know my motto. Press is an acronym. Stands for putting relentless emphasis on seizing success. And you're successful when you find yourself in God's will, walking in it intentionally. Look, man, I am being tested today. It's funny, I'm being tested on the very thing that I intended to talk to you guys about today. So that makes it all the more real and fresh. So last week we talked part one about go for what you know. And I told you that a lot of people are seeking different information, seeking to learn something new, when all you really gotta do in most cases is do what you already know is right. And I told you that a lot of times people don't do what they already know is right because they're afraid to. They're afraid of success. They're afraid of what will happen if they live to their full potential. But this week, we're going to take it to another level. This is part two. This week, I'm gonna tell you another reason why people don't go for what they know. Because they lazy. Yep. People don't go for what they know because they're lazy. We allow our feelings. We allow our feelings to govern to us if we're going to do what we know is right or not. So, prime example for me today, like this Press Podcast episode is not is not well thought out at all. I wouldn't say it ain't well thought out. I already had the concept of what I want to talk to you guys about. It's just been a busy week. I didn't get around to doing it on Thursday, so I figured, you know what? I'm going to get in, I'm going to do it on Friday, and I'm going to release it the same day, and it's going to be cool. But guess what? This is the end of Friday. I had a long day today, right? So now I was faced with a choice as I was contemplating, you know what? Yeah, I did one early in the week. Maybe they don't need one on Friday. I'm tired. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe they just don't need one today. That right there is the decision that ruins people. That's the decision that I had to fight through today in order to be talking to you right now. That I have to go for what I know. I have to do what I know is already right, regardless of my feelings and my emotions, y'all. I heard somebody say that every time that you say, I don't feel like it, you're saying no to your dream. And you're saying no to fulfilling God's kingdom on the earth. That's the success that I'm talking about. You doing what he wants you to do, which is also what you want to do because your heart is in unison with him. So when you say no to it, you're not just saying no to something for a moment. When you say no that one day, do you realize what no can do that one day? How far back you can push your plans by saying no just one day? There was an opportunity that you missed that one day. There was a relationship that was gonna blow you up that you didn't form that day because you were being lazy, talking about, I don't feel like it. Right now, I don't know who's listening to me. I don't know who will give me an opportunity to speak at their church or to their youth or to their men or whoever because of what they're hearing right now. But had I said, nah, I don't feel like it today, who knows how far I would have pushed myself back. So, in light of that, I want to encourage you to continue to go for what you know despite your feelings, despite being afraid. And when you go for it, don't just go for what you know, but go hard at it, man. Like, you don't need any new information. Just go hard with what you already know and watch God do the rest. Watch the doors that God opens because you go hard with what you already know. I dare you to download this one, and whenever you feel like saying, I don't feel like it, play it. Give yourself a kick in the butt to get up and do what you say you don't feel like doing. That's the Press that we're talking about. That's depressed. I was talking to a group of men, I told you, at a prayer breakfast recently. I spoke about that last week, and I was telling them the same thing that I saw in my dad. The willingness to do stuff that he didn't feel like doing. But in doing so, he held things together. He became a mender. He became a bonding agent for the family because he was willing to do things that he didn't feel like doing. Listen, y'all, I'm Mike Bell. Thanks so much for joining me for Press Podcast again. I see y'all next week. Be encouraged.